as I understand Dr. LePoyne's report, what he's basically saying is this: all the hard, objective, scientific evidence, the proof, strongly militates in favor of drug overdose because of the presence of lethal narcotics in Ms. Winkowski's system, heavy saturated lungs, presence of needle marks or track marks, hypodermic needle, history of drug abuse, and so on. All the scientific findings that he was able to see also militate against strangulation being the cause of death. But he wants to call it undetermined, doesn't want to call it a drug overdose because of the manner in which her body was found. I mean, we have a 20-year-old girl found upside down in the nude, frozen in a garbage can. I mean, that raises a million red flags. And because of that, he thinks it is the safer and more conservative course of conduct to call it undetermined to keep the investigation open.
Now that the Buffalo Homicide Unit will have these really three different things to look at, where does it take them in their possible investigation to find a possible suspect at this point?
It's hard to say, for so many reasons. It depends who comes forward. It depends what's discovered in the investigation. You know, sometimes a case just is not a prosecutable homicide. There is not enough evidence. Sometimes a case remains unsolved forever. Sometimes you get a break and a case is solved 5 years down the road. With the advances in forensic science that we've seen in the last decade, and I assume there's going to be even more in the next decade, we're solving cases that are 25 years old. So it's very difficult to look into some kind of a crystal ball and predict what's going to be the final result here. All I can tell you is there were two wildly divergent opinions here as to cause and manner of death, and I felt that it was my responsibility to get to the bottom of that particular issue, and I think Dr. LePoyne's report speaks for itself.
Now, do you expect to personally meet with the family with these new findings, or do you stay neutral in all of this?
You know, I'm sort of neutral. My job is to prosecute once the police provide me with evidence that A, a crime has been committed, and B, a certain individual committed that crime. My office and the office of the medical examiner, although we worked on many cases throughout the years, are independent agencies. We have different functions. Although we work with the police, but in this case, the Buffalo Police Department Homicide Squad, we are an independent agency. And as I said before, if I'm given the evidence to prosecute, if there's enough evidence to prosecute, we will prosecute. But if we are not provided with that evidence, we cannot prosecute. You feel awful for the family, particularly when you consider what the last few hours or the last few minutes of this young girl's life must have been like. It must have been just awful.
Well, Mr. Sedita, thank you so much.
Anytime, Eileen.